The band Portishead hails from the small town of the same name in southwest England. In Britain, that's kind of like being from Normal, Illinois, a place many might think too far out in the country to be hip. But throughout the 1990s, Portishead carved itself an elite spot, winning critical praise for spinning turntables and samples into spiky musical cocktails. Here now, music critic Tim Riley explains why Portishead's first release in almost 9 years has been worth the wait. Did you
That's the opening track from the new Portishead CD, Third. And from there, things just get creepier, as if there's emotional fungus growing on the music. Portishead composers Adrian Utley and Jeff Barrow came of age as the turntable mutated into an instrument of bold new special effects, and digital sampling put familiar sounds in elaborate new frames. Their challenge was to rework pop's raw material into music that sounded somehow natural instead of mechanical, tunes you wanted to hum. This style acquired the dopey catch-all name of trip-hop, and with its 1994 release, Dummy, Portishead conquered the scene. Portishead's Beth Gibbons doesn't sing songs so much as hemorrhage. The music is ornamental and repetitive. Gibbons gives everything a human scale, as though being submerged in digital gearwork gives her both pause and stature. The songs have technical savvy and a spaced-out tone, but with Gibbons at their center, Portishead's music comments on itself. Machines so beautiful they break your heart. The more you listen to Portishead, the more you sense a wicked intelligence in these grooves, a new way to think about music, as if assembling a completely original narrative by re-editing somebody else's movie. The parts that don't fit only make everything else sound more organic. Portishead borrows heavily from rap, acid house, rave, and every other form of electronic tomfoolery that fueled 1990s pop. But they aren't just dabbling. They build huge, abstract mosaics of sound that seek ironic comfort inside Gibbons's trembling. With almost any other singer, you'd say Gibbons worries her lines, over-enunciates, over-emotes. But somehow inside this artificial context, this gilded sonic tapestry, she only sounds more frightened, more detached from whatever love affair she's grieving. There's a cinematic element to Portishead's computer textures that gives them a rare visual sense. Close your eyes, and each aspect of the musical mosaic takes on architectural shape, as though everything has been mapped out in three physical dimensions beforehand. Imagine Austin Powers producing Steely Dan on the soundtrack for a new Pulp Fiction movie that still needs a script, and creeping out Quentin Tarantino so much that he never shoots it. There's something both cheesy and redemptive about Portishead's affection for B-movie organs and guitars. The band's dream life is one long emotional slasher flick. But they fawn over their jaded Bond music so well, they send it soaring into a new place, like the score to a movie on an endless loop in its listeners' guiltiest fantasies.
Music from the new Portishead CD, Third. Review from Here Now's Tim Riley. And coming up, Henry Winkler on faking and joking his way through life with a reading disorder in 1 minute, here and now.